This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Twist and lie, everybody's feeling great. They twist and lie, twist and they're twisting the night away.
Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne, who did not bring the chocolate chips, joins us now.
I don't think you guys deserve it. I'm sorry. This city needs to starve itself for a couple of days. Stay hungry, St. Louis. That's my message, not only to this town, to this team, but to you slugs right here in this studio. I saw Frankie putting down some calories last night. You're fine.
Oh, boy, that was some good meat last night. Did you taste any of
that? I actually didn't eat. I was really? On the air at like 6:20, 6:30, 6:45, and then it was... Do I want to sit and eat, or do I want to get upstairs and kind of be in position and dedicated to my craft? Frank, I went upstairs. I
wanted to see that Kelly Chase. No,
it was little pregame.
Brett Hall, yeah, that, which is really well done.
I like to take in the ambiance a little bit. I have to say, I have a new appreciation for people who travel all the time. Because I didn't go to San Jose. I didn't go to Winnipeg. I didn't go to Dallas. Zach Choate, Charlie Marlowe.
You're a bandwagon jumper from the
clearly,
media. Yeah. He's only going to the big games. There we go.
Frank's probably in the same boat. Your station decides at some point, hey, we want you to be there, blah, blah. I've only made these two trips to Boston, but it feels chaotic already. I realized today I can't find my watch. I can't find my sunglasses. And I have no idea if I left them on the boat, the VRBO, they're in my suitcase. They're at my desk, which I haven't really been to a TV. I'm like, I don't know where anything is. And there are people who travel every day.
Yeah, can you imagine the commish? Welcome to his life.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
These guys that are on the beat that go to every single city. I can't find a single thing, and I've only been on two trips.
What were you staying in Boston?
We actually, I think it's a, I don't know if it's a BRB or VRBO. I don't know.
Airbnb.
I don't know how all this
stuff
works. But we've got... like a condo that's like a four-bedroom place. And all I said to the woman booking it for us, I said, where is it? I don't want to be an hour away. And I looked it up, and it's a mile and a half from TD Garden. I said, it's fine.
Wow.
I said, it's fine. I said, if it's not the Ritz, I don't care. Is it close? That's what you want to be.
Is it someone's house, or is it a vacation home? Because you can Airbnb, you can actually stay at someone's house while that person is still... there, usually VRBO.
No.
They're gone. And
can you imagine Charlie and I got our feet up, like cracking beers at 2 a.m.? Hey, what's up? Have you got any chips around here? No, I think it's a vacant or rentable unit.
Some of those places, though, they serve a really nice breakfast. Remember the... did you ever
Macomb. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, my God. There was this woman, and she every night would come home at like 11 o'clock after live shots, being in that hot, and she'd have like a chocolate cake with wine. Stasiak and I, we had the greatest time ever.
And the Rams were gone, and Frank and Stasiak would still go to Macomb every July. All right, how about, I got like 10 for Frank, okay? Right, we got time,
and then
Strick is going to hop
well,
on.
I need to get some clarity, because Reed Lowe now can do 11:30. Should I see Strick in the
okay, we
time?
Can move. How about Strick in the noon hour?
That's what I was thinking. That's a good
Strick
idea.
Strick in the noon hour, Reed Lowe, who almost accosted me, I think, because I may have made fun of him at a roast like a year ago, and he's still out to get me.
Let's see what he says. I mentioned your name in the text, and he still agreed to it. So
oh
I
boy.
Guess he might be over it, or he
no, he kind of came right towards me, and it was a lot easier at the roast making fun of him than it was seeing him last night, and it appeared he might have been pregaming with Hulley, so I think he was ready to take me down. Anyway, Reed Lowe at 11:30. We'll do Strick with Chuck in the noon hour, but right now, 5 for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank. Your percentage, 0 to 100. Give me your percentage of confidence that Binner will bounce back and play well.
Oh, on that specific question, I'd say 90%. Yeah, I feel really confident he'll play a great game set.
I feel the same way. His body of work now is a bigger body of work. The early, you know, goings were like, well, we'll see. I think we know who he is now. Last night wasn't his best game, but I think he'll play well. He's, what, 13-2 following a loss? There's a lot of numbers to look at. If they lose on Wednesday, I don't think it'll be because of him.
No. If they lose on Wednesday, it'll be because they score one or maybe two goals off Tuukka Rask. I think you have to ask yourself today, do you think they can score three goals off Tuukka Rask at home in Game 7? I don't know.
All right, you are a Boston fan. which I've actually heard you are, Frank.
That's right.
True or false? Bruins fans can never talk about another team being cheap as long as Brad Marchand is on their roster.
True.
Is that not... You can't complain about a single hit, a single non-call from any opponent when Marchand's on your team. Did you see the last night, even taking out Petro? He's always I know he's a little gnat, and you love those guys when they're on your team. I don't know if I'd love this guy if he was on our team. But don't you think that's the most hypocritical thing?
Yeah.
Is that they complain about every hit that's questionable, and yet that guy is beloved.
I tell you what, though, that little rat or whatever he is, you just better make sure if you hit him on Wednesday night, it's legal. You just, man, I know there's a high percentage of St. Louis fans who would love to see him just taken out, but you just can't give them the power play just because you want to end his life.
Correct. All right, Frank, last night was the biggest St. Louis disappointment since?
Well,
is it the Rams leaving, the vote in Houston, although you sort of saw that coming?
Yeah, like when in the daytime we kind of, I don't know, though. When I went to Houston,
but there's still a chance.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you go back to Denkinger? No.
I mean, for me, the analogy I had, and granted, last night did not end the season, but I was thinking of Bush 2005. The game after the Pujols homer, the city's so excited, and it's a game six at home. And granted, you had to win. You were down 3-2 in the series. But you had all the buzz from the Pujols homer off Brad Lidge, and Mark Mulder sucked, and you lost game six. And it was the end of Busch Stadium. It was the end of that. You know, that night, and we stayed forever and did live shots. But it was such a letdown.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, the stakes were certainly really high because the season was on the line. But I don't know. That might be number one last night. All time. Because even the Denkinger game, you could have won the World Series. You still came back in game seven, but lost.
Certainly games played in our town, if you limit to that.
But we always talk about the great game sixes, you know, and David Freese and even Jack Clark, but I don't know. We've had some bad ones too. All right, you are Bruce Cassidy. How do you not react when they boo you as lustily as they boo you? It's really cool theater inside when they go around.
It's almost Keenan-esque.
And they zoom in on the guy, and the jumbotron, the whole world just sees the guy. He kind of made a face like this is uncomfortable. I don't know how you don't react. I think I would have to laugh or do something.
That is so dramatic. These introductions in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, all the Blues players have their head down. Binnington keeps the mask on. And then they're zooming in about as tight as you possibly can on Cassidy. I think Chara's booing was almost to that level, too, which is great.
And I will have to say, going back to Game 5, the ovation for Chara is probably the loudest ovation I've ever heard. Would you agree with that? When they introduced him the other night in Boston? And the length of that and the actual volume of that.
I don't know. When Brett came up, the one before.
Game four?
Good. Yeah.
But Bruce Cassidy looked almost like his face kind of looked like it was going to make some kind of, I don't know if he was going to frown or what, but it is unbelievable. They zoom in tight and people are booing like crazy. I don't know how you don't react. All right, Frank, true or false, you feel sorry for the person that will be doing the anthem next year.
Yes.
Can you imagine? There's probably a ton of qualified people, but there's somebody, some man, some woman, who's going to step in next year, and everybody will say, oh, well, you're not Charles Klein.
Yeah.
That's almost an impossible task, isn't it?
You know, not only the great voice, but the lovable personality, and then the histrionics of why he's performing and the ending and just the, oh, my goodness, that's just great theater. You're right. That's going to be a really tough act to follow. I bet he's going to come back once in a while.
Just,
you know,
making a cameo. Now, he told us he was in this studio that he was still doing gigs around, that he wasn't retiring fully. Like, you could still go to charlesglenn.com or hire him for events.
Well, I think Tuna's going to get him, you know.
Well, since he started him, right?
Yeah.
Since he launched him. All right, related to that introduction to Bruce Cassidy, true or false, Bret Hull could now go work for the WWE and just do intros. Charlie and I were talking about just the look and the way he kind of leans back and almost has like a caricature look at the crowd.
Bernie Federko, the greatest of all time.
First of all, I want to have what Brett's having.
Yeah.
And then I also think he would be great in a WWE set. I mean, he could be the new Michael Buffer.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Guess where Brett was spotted at about 5 o'clock yesterday?
Oh, boy.
I bet one of you guys will get this.
Hold on. Well, was it a country club? No.
No.
Okay, okay.
It was an establishment.
Okay, let's see.
Close. No, I mean, not. That's a good guess. I'm not saying this location is close.
Schneidhorst.
A little closer.
Sportsman's Park. No. Like at
Lester's. Wait, when you say a little closer, do you mean location or just the kind of establishment?
Location. So we got to think. So,
okay, is it a place that we've all talked about? We've all been to.
Was it OB's?
Yep.
Was it OB Clark's before the game?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
Well,
we
said 5. You mean 5 p.m. or 5 a.m.?
5 p.m.
Okay.
And 5.
Just getting loose. Yeah.
Apparently, Cafe Napoli on Saturday night was the place to be.
John Hamm.
By the way, John Hamm, and I'm not superstitious, even though I'm throwing
shaved.
Away some, I'm throwing away some ties. He shaved.
Yes.
Well, is it for acting?
I don't know. It better be. Shave the beard.
I mean, he's making on a film, and they tell him to shave it. I don't know if he can.
He leaves the Blues game to go to Hollywood for a shoot, and they're like, John, you got to get rid of the beard. He's like, no, I can't. I got a hockey game to go to. He still has a beard. But it's not the full beard.
Word traveled fast that John Hamm was holding court with Mike Claiborne and Darren Pang.
Chaser and company.
Yeah. So there was like a bunch of people from Channel 5, like some of our younger producer types. Corey was in there. And they had heard, hey, John Hamm's there. And so they all just go there. And he took pictures with everybody.
Do you think Hamm goes to Boston?
I doubt it.
I think I would. I think if I had the money and I'm that big a fan, win or lose, I think I got to be there.
Boy, with the way they treat them, Ryan O'Reilly's wife was telling me at the airport, along with Pat Maroon's girlfriend, Francesca, how shabbily they were treated in the stands in Boston. They said it was brutal. I never want to come back here, they said. I don't know what they're doing, but boy. And everybody knows John Hamm is a Blues fan. Maybe he better be careful.
Yeah. You could probably have a little security.
Yeah, a little security.
Or probably be in a box somewhere.
Kelly Chase has security.
Wait a minute. Who's he got? Twister?
So he's doing a live shot for the NHL Network at 6:15, and he has to be on our airwaves at like at 6:33, and he had a police escort down there.
Huh.
Who's going to mess with Kelly Chase?
All right, Frank. This is number 8 or 9 or whatever it is. 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. You're still proud of how the city showed out last night. Is that fair to say?
Well, everything.
I mean, the game was terrible. The Titanic, what did they say? The movie was fine.
Yeah. But
or no, Abe Lincoln, the movie was fine.
How's the play?
Yes.
Everything but
not the
actually,
movie, of course.
Abe Lincoln. Bull rushing the barricade at that.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I heard you guys talking about it. Yeah. I didn't realize some of the issues
it's
outside.
It's been confirmed, correct?
Yeah,
by
it
people
has
there.
Been.
Yeah. That it got a little ugly.
So I don't know. Maybe it was
ugly.
Well,
just the scene. The photo
scene
from above.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked good.
The trampling of little kids, I'm not so certain.
Okay, well, that was a low light. All right, do you feel better knowing that the NHL home ice seems to mean very little?
That is wild. Yeah.
The Bruins are great on the road, pretty good at home. The Blues are obviously not that great at home, but they're 9-3 on the road, and we've talked a lot about numbers and something about hockey, like these are as loud as it is and as many celebrities as you have, it doesn't seem to really matter at all what goes on the ice.
Well, it's like the Bob Plager theory that on the road, it's that KISS theory. Keep it simple, stupid. And you just play a little bit more fundamental. You're not quite as daring. And
there is a belief that Tom Brady will be the flag waver on Wednesday night.
I don't know. I mean, you've had Bobby Orr. You've had Bill Belichick. I don't know who the other one was, but that's pretty good. The only guy who could top those guys would be Orr.
Tom Brady. Well, yeah.
I mean, would be Brady, yeah.
How would you like to have been in the Boston newsrooms last night? All hands on deck for Bruins coverage, and you get word Big Poppy had been shot. Isn't that just surreal? I mean, on a Boston sports, that's number one, of course, in Boston, as beloved as he is.
What did you say that makes you a bad person on that with your wife?
Does this make me a bad person?
Yes.
So my wife was watching the Today Show this morning while getting ready for work, and they're doing a story on Ortiz and getting shot in the Dominican, and they made it clear that it's believed he's in stable condition and he should be able to recover. But at one point, the guy who did the voiceover work for the package said, the surefire first ballot Hall of Famer Ortiz. And I go, it's not a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer.
That doesn't make you
That's
a bad
That's inaccurate.
Yeah, I think you just want accuracy in reporting.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the man's health.
And has anybody ever been involved in a steroid controversy that went away quicker than David Ortiz's?
Correct.
It's like, oh, you can't report that. I didn't do it. You know what I mean? Everybody else, your name is dragged through the mud for weeks and months and years, but Ortiz is...
It was because
like
he's likable and...
Yeah.
He's nice.
He's Big Poppy.
Number nine, I think this is the Cardinals' biggest problem... is that this is who they are.
Yes.
They're not missing a major component. Some guys have played well at times. Some guys have been mild letdowns. But wouldn't you just say that's the biggest concern? You're looking at, well, we need to get Flaherty in the rotation. No, he is. We need to get Hudson up. What if we use Hicks more? Yeah, they're all here. Well, we got Martinez back. Doesn't that concern you a little bit that this might be just who they are?
Well, there's about 100 games left. I don't know if they are... a below 500 team, but I don't think they're an elite team like we saw a month ago.
All right, number 10, the Berube factor. The fact that Chief has this certain personality. If they're going to win a Game 7 in Boston, don't you think he's the right guy to set the tone?
Yeah. In fact, he turned the page so well. I swear to God, I heard criticism about his comment of, hey, if somebody were to tell me, you know, in January that we're going to be in this position, I'd be happy. And he was smiling and laughing about it. I love that approach. Forget the freaking game. Move on. Make the right substitution. Work on the power play for the next 48 hours. That's what he's going
to
do.
I think you have to say that. And the players also look at the coach. And if you have any level of panic or you're still crying about... They used to say that Scott Linehan on Wednesdays... would still be sulking about the loss on Sunday. And other coaches were like, come on, we got to go. We got another game. You got to go. And I think that that's what players want to hear.
Well, Linehan had it, right?
Yeah, according to Collins. I've never taken a Collinsworth quote again with any sort of confidence after
this
him telling me.
Got it.
Joe Buck's golf tournament out at Boone Valley. Chris Collinsworth said into the Fox 2 microphone, it's Linehan. I mean, he's got it. And I'm like... sure, okay. And the one thing he didn't have was it. All right, 10 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu for more information.
All right, I want to tell you about one of our other great sponsors, one of the reasons that we are on the air here, and that is the really good people at Bomarito. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito. They sell more cars than anybody in the state of Missouri, and they've done it for 11 straight years. Frank Bomarito started it. John Bomarito runs it. Go to bomarito.com. If you want to buy a car, too, you text me or email me or tweet at me, and I'll set you up with the right salesman. The experience will be sensational. We'll be right back with Reed Lowe.